What is good, Black and Gold faithful members of Defenders Nation, and of course, the millions
and millions
of Defenders listeners around the world, 109 countries and counting. This is the biggest one of them all in 2023. We are 24 hours from the MLS Cup final. That is just one more sleep. And we want to apologize off the top for not being live because, well, we're on our way to Columbus when we would normally be recording this. And we are so excited to get to Ohio in December. And I said that with a straight face. You know my voice. It's the scarf, J.R. Liebert. And directly to some direction next to me on the interwebs, I think it's to my right now, is my partner in pod and the person who has been with me on this journey since day one and to back-to-back MLS Cup Finals. I give you one Christian Philly Philemon.
Hello, Los Angeles. Hello, lovers of LAFC. Hello, fans of Major League Soccer. We already addressed them once, but it's even more fun when you address them the second time. Thank you to the millions
and millions
of Defenders of the Bank listeners. Yeah, we're the Los Angeles Football Club team on our way to Ohio. Little line, I kind of split up from the movie Euro Trip. Yes, we're only a mere 13 months from the time that we hoisted the MLS Cup trophy for the very first time. And I say 13 months because this entire thing was wrapped up early November of last year. We're starting to see Christmas decor and Christmas lights and Christmas decorations go up. And yet somehow this 2023 season is still happening. But after Sunday, come hell or high water, we're ending the season, and it's not going to be for just one of these. It's going to be for our second one, baby. Here we come, Columbus. The black and gold come into battle in the Buckeye State. Let's go, baby.
I want to point something out before we get in to all the details about Columbus, the crew, getting to the final, one more sleep. I want to point out something because a lot of you might be watching. And you scarf aficionados out there, not people that are into me, but people that are into scarves. Yeah. You scarf aficionados out there might be noticing, oh, look, Scarf is wearing the scarf that he designed. That's awesome. That was like 5 years ago. That's so cool that he's bringing it back. No. I'm wearing this scarf for one particular reason, Don Garber. I designed this scarf in 2018. To commemorate the smoke. That's right. The smoke that we let off after every goal, before so many matches, part of the atmosphere, part of the ambiance of BMO Stadium, then Bank of California Stadium. The smoke's not going anywhere. You used it to promote your videos for last year's MLS Cup final. It's all over Apple TV for a bunch of other stuff. And then all of a sudden, the game gets postponed by 5 minutes. And the Apple buddies and Don Garber got all upset. 3252, we stand with you. Here's your smoke right here.
We absolutely stand with you. It's such, I can't say this because it's a family-friendly podcast. I have so many words that I could describe how I feel about this. And you're right. And it's not even the fact that MLS just did this to promote the final from last year. Even Don Garber tweeted LAFC with smoke and saying, congratulations, great job, 3252. And then to turn it around with a slap like a $100,000 fine and all these threats, you are threatening supporter culture. You are saying, hey, thank you for buying our product. But, you know, we're going to slap you with a fine and maybe possible stadium bans because we don't like what you're doing. All you've ever done is like what we're doing. We get dubbed the darling of Major League Soccer by all the other clubs because of the fact that you like what the 3252 does and you love the atmosphere at BMO Stadium. And now you are going to threaten our club? The $100,000 fine is a drop in the bucket at the end of the day for LAFC. But they're going to threaten people to ban them from life, not allow them, possibly, you know, rope off that section, not allow certain things like supporter privileges to go on. What do you think drum beats this for you, right? Yes, sponsorships and all that stuff are great. I get it. I am a capitalist at the very end, but you don't come in a Bank of California. So I messed that one up, drink. You don't go into BMO Stadium and not just stare in awe at the 3252. That's the heartbeat of the club, the 12th man. It's such an important thing. And to make these stupid threats, I'm calling horse pucky. They're not going to enforce any of this, Scarf. None of it. Ooh, it's just a threat to appease some legal douchebag who got upset. Supposedly, like, these flares, they're not allowed, period. And that's what it's all up in arms about. But what I get a kick out of is the crying, the tears, and the complaining from idiot supporters from other clubs that are saying, well, you know, that was a fire hazard at LAFC, or, you know, they had to get the fire marshals involved. You broke the rules. The punishment fits the crime. Shut up. Seriously, you're a fan of this sport and you're going to criticize us for flares and for the fire marshal. Piss off.
All right. So before we get into everything with the Columbus crew, this is, of course, the second straight final that LAFC is playing in. And the nice part is, as far as we know, we are going in completely healthy into the final. It is going to be an incredible atmosphere at lower.com field, because that gets me all excited in the feels. Lower.com field in Columbus, Ohio. Supposedly right around 750 to 1,000 LAFC supporters will be there in black and gold making the trip to Columbus, Ohio. And it's supposed to be, oddly enough, the nicest weather of the week. They're talking about kickoff temperatures, 55 degrees or so. We're going to be inside, so it's not like it matters much anyway. But you know what? Columbus in December may not be all that bad, especially since we'll be indoors. Philly, really excited to get on that plane, to get to Columbus. And man, the atmosphere and the ability to play for our second straight MLS Cup championship. The last team to do that was Carson a while back. So it'll be nice to get that notch on our bedpost as well. Philly, just so excited that after a season of 52 games before this one, of finals and cup losing efforts a couple of times, heartbreak in tournaments that we thought we would do better in, and results from time to time that did not live up to the black and gold standard, when the rubber met the road, when it came time to either burst pipes or make diamonds, here we are in the MLS Cup final.
It's one could argue that we didn't have a successful season based on the fact that we gave up so many opportunities at Cups. But as I said on the Happy Foot, Sad Foot Super Pod MLS Cup preview, it's better to be in a situation where your team is in a final than looking from the outside in. A lot of the people crying and saying and making fun of us, that, I mean, they support clubs that didn't even make the postseason. So none of those arguments matter. The advantage is those losses, while heartbreaking and gut-wrenching as they were, brought this team together, made them show to themselves how they can battle in the face of adversity. And I'm going to view this as a very big advantage. Can't keep looking in the past and thinking, oh, we blew that. We lose the big games. We're in the big games. That's a pretty darn good thing too. But to wrap up this season with Bo with an MLS Cup trophy, it's I could care less about the stuff that happened in the past. I don't care right now about Campeones Cup. Obviously, the CCL still stings, but if we win MLS Cup, we'll have another opportunity to make another run and then maybe silence those demons as well. But anyway, you look at it here and there, this is going to be an easy MLS Cup final. This team that we're about to go into battle against, the Columbus Crew, they're very good. You have two arguably of the best coaches in Major League Soccer these past two seasons going up against each other in what's going to be an epic chess battle. It's not going to be easy. It'll be worth it, and it'll be a lot of fun. Black and gold, that's the lower.com to take on the yellow and black in order for the black and gold to make the yellow and black, black and blue.
Yeah, I don't want to hear anything else, by the way, for all you Columbus Crew fans out there about being black and gold. Number one, it's yellow. It's not gold. But I know you've been there first, right? You, the Crew, have been a thing. And sure, you might have tried to lay claim to black and gold. But if you look at the official jersey, the kit, the MLS puts out which kits the teams are going to wear, on the top for y'all, since you're going to be in your yellow kit, it says it's yellow right there on the official MLS page. It's not gold. They say it's yellow. So whatever you want to say it is, it's yellow. We're going to be in all black, which is great. I'm a little bummed that Maxime Crépeau is not going to be in the red keeper kit because that brought us so much luck last season. But what we know, Philly, is that the best keeper in Major League Soccer lives between the pipes of the black and gold. He has been on an absolute tear since he got healthy and came back to the black and gold. Regular season, incredible. Postseason, even better. He has raised it a notch. Maxime Crépeau back there in goal. He is not a guy that is one of our four players to watch in the match, but I'm going to tell you this. I have a good feeling that we are going to be talking in about, what, 24 plus hours from now about how big of a part Maxime Crépeau played in us being able to lift our second straight MLS Cup.
And what, just a mere seven or so games he's running around with a goal against average of one? It's pretty darn stellar. And as good as he's been, our defense has also been really good. We haven't allowed anybody to score on us since the very first game of the playoffs against Vancouver. We haven't lost what seemed to be a long time either. It's unfortunate that we ended up finishing with the third seed, but who cares? At the end of the day, we still defeated the Seattle Sounders, and we're right where we belong. The MLS Cup Final, representing the Western Conference. And yes, we are the best in the West. And so, look, we said the Columbus Crew aren't going to be an easy team. This is a club that has history, and not a team that I harbor any animosity towards. They've done their thing. They've been there since the beginning. I felt so awful for their supporters back pre-COVID when they were talking about getting them shipped off and moved to Austin. I'm so glad that didn't happen. And I was one rooting for them back in 2020 when they won the MLS Cup in front of their home crowd at the old stadium. That was a very beautiful story. Team that has two MLS Cup trophies to their name, 08 and 20. Three supporter shields, 04, 08, 09, and one U.S. Open Cup in 2002. But also the team that lost to the Pittsburgh Riverhounds in the U.S. Open Cup. I had to throw that in there. But, Scarf, I will say that my excitement, I mean, I let a lot of it out there on the Happy Foot, Sad Foot pod, but now as we get closer to this game, I'll admit, the nerves are there. The nerves are really there.
No, you mentioned it. A very, very good team across the way wearing yellow. They finished third just like we did in our respective conferences. They score a good amount of goals. They don't give up a ton of goals. Solid defense. But look, at the end of the day, there's going to be a couple familiar faces on the other side. I'm going to talk in length about one. And then also, obviously, there's Christian Ramirez, who, I don't know, he's Christian Ramirez. He used to play for us, and I really wanted him to do well. I was on that train. It was Christian Ramirez and then Brian Rodriguez and then Mario Gonzalez. I've done a really good job of hitching my wagon to some stars that haven't shown as brightly as we would have liked, but that's okay. Philly, I think it's time. What do you think? Let's get in to our players to watch. We know Columbus is good. They're representing the East. We know we're good because we've seen us play all season. We're representing the West. As you like to say, from the glory of UFC, it's time. Let's go. Let's talk about the players to watch. I can't wait. I'm going to go with an all Diego players to watch. I promise Philly's going to put up the slide.
Oh, no, I was just waiting for you to take a breath.
I was trying not to take a breath. I was trying to keep going, see how far I can go. That's right. It's an all Diego. Philly, they're switched, by the way. We didn't catch that. Diego Palacios actually plays for LAFC.
The defenders of the Bang Pod. One more sleep episode if I didn't screw something up on these slides.
It's
becoming a running gag. I promise you, I'm not trying to extend this. Like, this is
this one's not
literally
on
two
Philly.
Guys with ADD talking.
No, this one's not on Philly. We both proofread, and I guess we're just so used to seeing Diego Rossi still being associated with LAFC. That's not just on Philly, everybody. You can blame Scarf on that one as well. But look, for the Crew, I'm going to watch Diego Rossi simply because I want to watch Diego Rossi play. He scored the first goal against the Sounders, 11th minute, Seattle, 2018, first ever game. It was amazing. And you know what? He'll still tug at the heartstrings. And I love you, Carlos Vela, because you're absolutely right. During the game, if we have to kick him, we kick him. That's how it works.
So funny.
Right? I'll say this, y'all. One of the things that makes me sweat just a little bit is Diego Rossi making one of those slashing runs into the box and maybe Cheeky being a step late or Ryan going to ground when he shouldn't or something happening. And Diego, look, we all know when he was in black and gold, he was very good at diving and earning some PKs and some fouls in the box. It is the stuff of nightmares that I am thinking about right now, that Diego Rossi might be able to do that against us because he is definitely part of their Uruguayan diving team as well as their football club. So I'm worried about that. I'm not super worried about Diego Rossi scoring because I don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring from the team in yellow in this match. But, man, it's that moment of, I'll say brilliance in air quotes, that he can create from one of those dives in the box that I worry about. And I want to talk for just one more time about Cheeky Palacios. I have been stomping for him all season. He should have been the best defender in Major League Soccer, awarded by everybody else there. Matt Miazga, come on, Matt Miazga, who can't even stay out of the officiating room after the match and got suspended in the playoffs.
So dumb.
Cheeky Palacios, if you watch him game in and game out, I have said it over and over again, he is the best left back in Major League Soccer. He contributes so much to this club, and I just have that feeling, much like MLS Cup, when it was Cheeky Palacios running that ball down to the goal line and crossing it at the very last second for one Gareth Bale to dunk all over Jack Elliott. I have a feeling, everybody, that Cheeky Palacios is going to contribute to at least one more goal in this MLS Cup coming up. And again, it's his defense that sets him apart, but the way that he can contribute to offense, Cheeky Palacios. So watch both Diegos. Why not?
Diego Rossi, other than Ante Razov and Carlos Vela, doesn't have any more ties really to LAFC. So I know there was one question asked during the Super Pod about whether or not, you know, he would cheer. I think he's going to cheer. It'd be foolish for him not to cheer. Because he's trying to endear himself and ingratiate himself in front of the home crowd. And at the end of the day, you're scoring in a cup final, man. Like, you're going to cheer. This isn't a club that did him wrong, did him dirty. I mean, we helped get him to the Turkish Super League. I mean, he played in front of crowds that just wild, crazy, and impressive. Like, we helped him out tremendously. He shouldn't have any animosity towards us. Not like Christian Ramirez would. Christian Ramirez didn't exactly ingratiate himself to the black and gold. He looked fine towards the end of 2018, contributed, and we thought he was going to be a awesome player for us. But it turns out he was very much snake bit during his time with the black and gold. So LAFC, his least amount of output offensively since he started his career early on. So if anybody's going to be pissed off, it's going to be Christian Ramirez. As far as my players to watch are concerned, you know me and that low-hanging fruit, baby.
And these are the lowest of the lowest hanging fruit, by the way.
Oh, my God. It's to the point where, like, I have to get on my knees to pick the fruits because they are that low to the ground. Look, Cucho is an unbelievably gifted and talented player. If you look at his statistics, I mean, he is practically 50% of the offense. I think when I did the math, we were like 49 and change. Scar, if you're a math teacher, you know we're going to round up. This man is half the offense. He leads the team in scoring. He leads the team in assists. This is a player that not only scores many goals, he is a player that makes everybody around him better. So many defenders are going to collapse on the Columbus Crew's talisman, and that's going to leave players open. Hence why you're seeing the likes of a Diego Rossi climb up in scoring. Hence why Christian Ramirez, although he has poached several goals, can do his thing. I mean, Cucho is a threat, and he is so gifted and so stinking talented. You'd be foolish not to bring him up. I mean, there's so many other good players you can talk about. Darlington Nagbe competing for his fourth MLS Cup, which is by itself interesting. Aiden Morris, who has nearly a 93% passing percentage, and that's with players who have accumulated more than 1,500 minutes. Obviously, you've got Matan, who I'm very excited about, a Romanian kid who learned and studied under George Hagi, the Carpathian Maradona. Julian Gressel, who's been a really good player. Obviously, so much talent on the Columbus Crew. But look, it ends with Cucho. Did you raise your hand?
No, I was counting how many other players you were talking about for your players to watch other than Cucho. You were at five so far.
Oh, got it. I'm just alluding to the fact that they're talented deep and Cucho is the man. As far as LAFC is concerned, look, I don't need to get into too many details. Denny Bawanga is the golden boot leader. He is our offense. And the statement was thrown around, but I will agree with it, and I will throw it back around here on this pod as well. The fact that he did not score in the Western Conference Finals against Seattle, I'd be nervous if I was hovering around that back line for the Columbus Crew, because Denny's going to be hungry. Denny knows that he's going to solidify himself in club lore and history in the most emphatic of ways if he could get himself a goal. He's one shy of tying Carlos Vela's goal output in 2019, but I am going to tell you that he is not only going to tie Carlos Vela. I love El Rey, but he is going to surpass Carlos Vela. And who knows, he may be able to surpass it another time again. Denny Bawanga is our talisman. Cucho is their talisman. And the best players shine under the brightest lights. And both of these two are going to have to shine in order for this to be a competitive game.
Now, you are absolutely right, Philly, with those two. Look, if MLS is, other than when they show our 3252 with the smoke and the flares and everything, the next thing that they'll be showing are cuts of Cucho and Denny Bawanga. Those are the biggest stars. Let's get into our keys to the match. And I have everything I write usually has some sort of symbolism. And I wrote score, score, score. And that doesn't mean I just think we need to score a lot of goals. I actually think we are going to need to score three goals in this match, and I want to tell you why. The Columbus Crew have played five playoff matches so far in 2023. They have scored at least two goals in every single one of those five. They've hit as many as four in the back of the net. This is a club that can absolutely score, and Philly talked about Cucho. Cucho is the straw that stirs the drink. But we are going to need to score, score, score. I don't think we're ever going to be a team to take our foot off of the gas in this match, even if we're up a bunch late. I think we need to keep playing our game and doing our thing. But that being said, we are going to need to score goals in this match. I'll say this for all of you listening out there. At the end of the season party or whatever we do for Defenders of the Bank, if this game ends 1-0, first round is on me for whoever comes, because I can guarantee you this game is not going to end in a defensive struggle 1-0. Guarantee it. You can take it to the bank. My second key to the match is to be ready for your moment. Pop quiz. Who were the first two goal scorers in MLS Cup last year? Not Denny Bawanga. Not Carlos Vela, not Gareth Bale, not any of the other big names, Christian Teo that we brought in. None of the big boys. None of those big names that jump out off the page. It was Kellen Acosta and Jesus Murillo. So somebody in this match is going to have their moment, and I could not be happier. Here's why. Who do you want to have their moment? Jesus Murillo again, who's already proven he can score in MLS Cup finals, or Kellen Acosta, who's done the same? How about Ryan Hollingshead, a guy who's knock, knock, knocking on Denny's door with three goals to his four? How about Giorgio Chiellini, who could potentially be playing in his last game? You can tell me that he's 38, 39 years old, but he's not playing that way. We saw him almost get one that Ryan poached in the box off of a header. Maybe it'll be Cristian Oliveira. Kike could get in there, do some damage, go 2v1, maybe even just draw a PK. But whoever you are out there, other than Denny Bawanga and Carlos Vela, who we know were made for the moment, When it's your time, you take advantage. Be ready for your moment when it comes up. The same thing could have been said for Philadelphia last year with Jack Elliott scoring those two goals. Whoever is in position needs to take advantage. And while I hope Philly is right, and it's a Bawanga, Bawanga, Bawanga scoreline for my score, 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 I'm predicting that it's not going to be simply because this is how MLS Cup finals work.
It's fair. It's fair. I like the score, score, score because I, you know, feel the same damn way, way, way. Oop, and I've got a gremlin. But that's a good sign. It's a good sign to have a gremlin. My keys to the game. Thank you very much.
Look, I believe in you.
Columbus, as we said, a good team. A team that's only won two more games than us. A team that has outscored us, I believe, by 13. We have been much better defensively than they have. And they didn't really have any ugly losses throughout the course of the regular season, Scarf. They're a team that did get walloped by the Union 4-1 in the opener. And they also lost 2-1 to a very bad Miami team back in April before this whole messy hype train came through. Other than that, they've competed and been very awesome in pretty much every match that they've played in. And none's better than what they showed us against Cincinnati. Going down 2-0 in Cincinnati and then come back to the way they did, impressive. But at home at lower.com park, something that we can do to make this game a little bit easier for us is take the crowd out of the game. And by doing that, score first. Our record is impeccable when we score the first goal of the game. Now, this isn't one of those narratives that I'm indicating that if we don't score first, we're not going to win. I actually feel the exact opposite. If Columbus scores, I still feel like we're going to be very much in this game. But if you score first, you silence the crowd. This true crowd has had the taste of MLS Cup fairly recently in 2020. They're going to be as loud as they can because we come in with all this firepower, all these amazing weapons, and they're going to want to show MLS that it's not just the 32-52 that can host a phenomenal cup final. They're going to want to show that too. We shut them up by obviously scoring first. And their entire team, again, offensively, comes by way of Cucho. And then you have Alexandru Irinel Matan, who is their second-leading assist guy. Between those two guys, that's where a lot of the goals and a lot of the goal contributions come from. If we can contain those two guys, contain that attack, I think we stand a really good shot at absolutely beating this team. The only thing that kind of scares me is set-piece defense, Scarf. I am terrified that we'll find ourselves in a situation where a super sub like Christian Ramirez comes into the game and happens to just slip by a fatigued defender poaching one in. But if we contain the attack, get on the boards quick and early, take care of business like we have to, they're going to control possession. We're going to see the same exact tactics that we've seen in the past couple of games, because if it isn't broke, don't fix it. We're going to contain them, we're going to prevent them from scoring, and we're going to score first. That's the key to the game for me.
Now, look, you're absolutely right. I think the
You're saying that a lot, Scarf. You're doing a lot of good for my self-confidence.
I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying. I just want to remind everybody that you mentioned set piece defending, right? I believe against Seattle, there were 10 corner kicks. And I believe Houston, by the way, was only limited to 3, but I believe Seattle had 10 corner kicks in that match. And they are, as always, a deadly set piece team. We were able to thwart all of that. We were able to thwart everything that Houston threw at us. I think our set piece defense is one of our strengths going into this cup final. And I think if that's where Columbus is trying to butter their bread, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. I do want to mention one other name before we get into our score prediction that you touched on briefly as part of your quintuplet of players you mentioned other than Kucha.
You talked about a lot of LAFC players too, my friend. Just throwing that out there.
I'm just giving you a hard time. It's more fun that way. I do want to mention Aiden Morris. Aiden Morris, if you look at the entire active game roster for Columbus in 2020 at the final that they won, and the entire active roster for 2023 at this final, there's only one name that appears on both sides. Aiden Morris is the only player on the Columbus crew that played at all in the MLS Cup final that they won in 2020. And I do want to say this, while Lucas Zelarayán scored two goals in that match, I remember watching that final and thinking the best player and the most important player for Columbus that day, even though Lucas Zelarayán scored two, was Aiden Morris. Aiden Morris had his coming out party literally during the MLS Cup final in 2020. So keep an eye on him. He is the guy who I think comes in with a little less nerve than anybody else on that roster because he's done this before. All right, let's get to our score predictions.
22-1-4, by the way.
Say it again.
22-1-4. That's the thought that eluded me when I was giving my keys to the game. We are 22-1-4 across all competitions when scoring the first goal. That one scarf, do you recall who?
Ooh, I do. Who was it? It was one of the Liga MX games.
Rayados.
Yep.
Monterrey.
Yeah, Monterrey. Ugh. All right, let's get into score predictions. I don't get a cool fancy thing, so I get to give Philly a hard time about it every single time. Here's the deal. Their keeper, Schulte, he was the MLS Next Pro winning, cup-winning keeper last year. Is it a cup? Is it a, I don't know, is it a red solo cup? I don't know, with a Dixie cup. I don't know what they win in MLS Next Pro. But either way.
Proceed the party.
Sorry. Last year, he was in MLS Next Pro. And he proved in training camp and throughout this season that he could hack it between the MLS pipes. But he has not seen anything the likes of which LAFC will be coming at him with tomorrow. Schulte is in a world of trouble. Apparently, Siri also is talking about stuff in here, too. I don't know if y'all heard that and picked it up on the microphone, but she's yelling at me, too. But I cannot wait.
Wouldn't be the only woman in that house yelling at you.
That's very true. I cannot wait for Schulte to get absolutely peppered, not just by Denis Bouanga, but by Kiki Oliveira, by Carlos Vela, by guys like Mati Bogush, by guys like Cheeky Palacios. Anywhere it's coming from, Schulte needs to be ready. I'm going to predict he's going to have to make 5 or 6 saves at least, and he is still going to give up 3 goals on the night. LAFC wins this 3-1. I do think, even though we played Ricky Pooch so incredibly well, even though we took out Joao Paulo and Nico Lodiero for Seattle, even though we took Ace Ace out of the game with the exception of that one pass to Corey Baird that, oh my God, was that a good pass. We have destroyed the opposing team's midfield when the opposing team's midfield has been their strongest part of their club, and that is exactly what they are going to get with the Columbus Crew. I think we are going to put on another masterclass of defending, and I think we come out of this 3-1. LAFC, we know we can score. We know we can defend. We will do both, and we will come home back-to-back MLS Cup champs.
I love it. Threes being the narrative across a lot of boards. You pick 3-1. I'm picking 3-2, but not a terrifying 3-2. We go up 3-1, and then we give up a late goal 3-2. Now, what's interesting about the three scarf is we're a 3-seed. They're a 3-seed. A bottle of tequila is riding on this trivia question for you. When was the last time, or if any, did 2 3 seeds meet in the MLS Cup final?
I will go with NYCFC and Portland in 21.
Nope.
Damn it.
Keep that game in mind, though, because that's
going to be a game. I know all about that game. I was going to bring it up at the end, too. Go ahead.
Fine. The last time 2 3 seeds met in the MLS Cup final was in the year 2010 when FC Dallas went to war with the Colorado Rapids. Yes, defenders, there was a time in this barren wasteland of MLS before the likes of us. Yeah, I know. But when FC Dallas and Colorado would compete for an MLS Cup title. Bizarre, right? Colorado was once actually pretty good. Look, they were good in 2020 when they knocked us out of the on decision day, so I can't totally poop on them that way. But FC Dallas and Colorado Rapids, what a snooze fest of a final. Anyways, 3-2, that's my prediction. We're going to score the first goal, then we're going to go up 2, then they're going to go 1, then we're going to go up 3, then they're going to hit 2, and then that'll be all she wrote. 1 star, 2 star, 1 ring, Two rings. That's how it works, baby. 3-2. And what would be the icing on the cake for me? If now in his press conference earlier today, he said on Sunday he's free to do whatever he wants, but he loves LA, but this is a business. We'll never know. If in fact this is the last time that Carlos Vela puts on a black and gold kit, may he score at least once in this game. Score and assist. I said Denny Bouanga hat trick. I'm gonna trade that. Denny Bouanga's gonna have two. Carlos Vela's gonna have one, and he's gonna assist on one of Denny's goals. That is my prayer to the soccer gods, my friend.
Listen, I'm right there with you. You guys know I am as big of a homer that has ever existed for one Giorgio Chiellini. He has also talked about, look, the team has already told Giorgio, we want you back. And Giorgio has just said, look, I got to decide. I got a lot of things to think about. My heart, my head, my legs, everything. He's got to think about all these things. Well, here's what I know. I know Giorgio Chiellini is not going to play unless Giorgio Chiellini thinks he can still be Giorgio Chiellini. And what we're going to see is one more ride for Giorgio Chiellini in this MLS Cup. So Philly mentioned something. I'm going to mention something. Look, I'm going to throw a stat out there. It exists in the world. Philly threw out about 700 different stats when we were playing Seattle that all pointed to, yeah, stats. 19 games in a row and all this.
That's unbelievable.
Seattle had every right to win that game if you went by the stats, right? And that didn't go so well for them. Houston thought they were going to come in and win, but we didn't have any stats to back that up because, you know, Houston's just okay. But there's a stat that has Philly and I staying up at night just a little bit. In 2012, Major League Soccer decided to change the way that they host MLS Cup finals. It was no longer at a neutral site determined well ahead of time. It was at the team with the better record, highest seed, most points, however you want to put it. It was at their home field, thus LAFC hosting last year. Turns out there have been, 12 of those, right? Or 11 of those, I should say. Right?
11.
There have been 11 of those, and only Philly's old club, NYCFC, the only team in the 11 times that MLS Cup has been hosted by the team with the higher seed, better record, more points, however you want to put it, NYCFC is the only visiting team to win the MLS Cup final. Well, let me tell you something, NYCFC, get cozy on the couch because you're about to have company. LAFC is coming. We are going to go into Columbus, into lower.com field, and take back the trophy that should have been there in the first place. I even got sad, Philly, seeing that giant MLS Cup that's been in the front of our crowd as we walk into BMO Stadium or in front of the gates there. I got sad seeing that make its way to Columbus. I can't wait to get that giant thing back, too.
Not only that, but just watching and looking at the MLS MLS Cup media guide. It's got the picture of that trophy right at BMO Stadium. So we hope to replicate it. I have no problem not being original. Look, I am nervous. We haven't had a great record on the road. We only won 4 times on the road. And Columbus is a really, really good team. But again, willing this into existence. I'll take LAFC going back to back, and then I could sit out next season and not be too terribly angry. We've played in a lot of games. This will be our 53rd, which means that Scarf and I have done at least 106 podcasts this year. That's more than a third of what we put out, period, since our existence. Which, by the way, we celebrated an anniversary earlier this week on Tuesday. You and I didn't actually talk about any of this. But we could talk about what?
You're absolutely right. We didn't.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it at all. I figure we'll just save the festivities for this MLS Cup. But I wanted to say this one more time because I know I'm going to be saying this additional one more time. And it's something that I said a lot over the course of the first portion, I guess, of the season. And that is we are the trailblazing MLS Cup raising Western champ repeating Columbus Crew beating goal scoring rip roaring styling and smiling black and gold wearing hate on us because you can't stop swearing defending champions of Major League Soccer and soon to be back-to-back MLS Cup champions and don't you forget it.
Play the outro.
Okay.
I thought you were ready with the button. Here he goes.
Oh, I thought you had something good else.
No, you have. How am I going to top that? That was beautiful.
Thank you. Don't you forget it.
Press the button.